Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above. Happy July, and I hope you're all having an amazing start to this week. And what a wild monthly close that was for the crypto market a couple days ago, with Bitcoin closing off the month of June above 62K, the critical level that I mentioned in my last video. So in today's video, we're going to recap that previous analysis I shared. And now that we've had this crucial monthly close, we can analyze how that all went down and discuss some key points to consider for this month of July so that you can all be prepared for what to expect next for this crypto market. And just a reminder, the new month has started on Patreon for July. So if you've been waiting to join, I appreciate your support. You could sign up today by visiting patreon.com/watersabove to join the Mastermind community membership and get instant access to my weekly Red Pill podcasts. That's my technical analysis podcast to wrap up the week and for me to review the altcoins that our community votes on. And by becoming a Patreon supporter, you'll also get access to our Discord server for our community group chat so you could come hang out with the Wolfpack. You'll also have full access to my entire live stream archive with over 100 live streams and over 300 behind-the-scenes uploads included in your membership. The Patreon link can be found in the description box of this video and in the pinned comment below, and I'm really grateful for all your continued support. So if you're new here, we do cryptocurrency technical analysis and combine it with gematria, numerology, and astrology to understand these markets. Feel free to subscribe and turn on the bell notification to stay updated on when new videos come out. And make sure to give this video a like and share this channel with other conscious beings to help grow our community. And with that being said, let's take the clear pill. So, in my last video, I just released about a week ago, titled "This is the Most Important Week for Crypto Investors," I reviewed the significance of the monthly close on June 30th, being not only a weekly close, but a bi-weekly, monthly, bi-monthly, and quarterly candle close, the three-month candle closure. That was five significant macro candle closures on a single day, and it all happened while the traditional markets were closed. And during this video, I highlighted the importance of the $61,500 level for Bitcoin, which was coincidentally where Bitcoin was trading at during that video. And that was the level on the weekly chart, 21 exponential moving average. And during this video, I said I'd like to see Bitcoin close above 62,000, not only just to hold that key moving average as a support on the macro candle closure, but so that the two-month candle closure could have a bit more width on the body of the candle, and it would invalidate the prior two-month candle's gravestone doji. So let me just quickly show you this. So right now we're looking at the two-month candles. I'm going to turn off all this noise. And this was the candle that we were talking about, the prior candle right here having this very precarious gravestone doji pattern. You guys know here on this channel, I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about candlestick analysis, although it could be useful for some. It's just I like to stick to the Wyckoff method and a lot of the key moving averages and stuff that I use based on Esoterica, trying to bring you guys the esoteric take on the markets. So we had this candle closure come in, and it was at 62,600. It was miraculous because in the final hours leading up to the candle close on June 30th, Bitcoin got bought back up to that level. It was pretty wild to see how that all went down. It was like a Hail Mary pass that was caught in the final minutes of the game. But it's important to mention because this buyback happened right at the CME futures chart opening. So the Bitcoin CME chart, this created a CME gap, and you might be new to this idea, or some of you more seasoned traders and crypto investors out here have probably heard this an exhausting amount of time, but I'm just going to effectively show you what's going on here. And we had this gap that opened. If I go down to the 1 hour candles, you're going to see that this was the close of the CME chart leading into Friday naturally. And then this is where it opened up. It was right at that Hail Mary pass moment. It left this bigger gap to the downside. And that was important to be considerate of because these sorts of gaps typically get filled. So, of course, it's great to get these gaps filled immediately to get them out of the way, but the traditional technical analysis still stands and Bitcoin needs to hold its bullish structure. And this all comes back to last week's analysis where I told you guys about the 21 EMA. Also, something that's very important is just a couple of days before we had this gap fill, literally immediately after I released my newest Red Pill podcast, which is always released on Sundays. So we got to see how that all went down as that podcast was fresh. The next day, I immediately let my community know about this gap will be probably getting filled because there's a high likelihood that these get filled, especially in a bullish trend. So this is another huge perk behind my Patreon Mastermind community membership, because I'm giving all these behind the scenes updates, usually not only a podcast every week, but also text updates, multiple text updates every week as well, and our Discord server. So I'm just letting you know, my community knew about this likelihood of the gap getting filled in advance. And here we are today, it's Wednesday, watching this all go down as we film. So just to be clear on something that's very important to mention, because you guys are aware here, we're doing the esoteric analysis, and these CME gaps are a mythological form of TA. Seriously. It's also quite similar to what I mentioned about the weekly 21 EMA. But even with me being honest and direct, calling it mythological, well, it still works very well, since most CME gaps do get filled. And as well, during bull runs, holding the weekly 21 EMA is also a sign of strength. Or if it can't be held, it follows with a deeper correction. And naturally, whenever we're under the weekly 21 EMA, it's the time where we see a lot of fear in the markets. It's a time frame where we see a lot of capitulation, worry, people feeling like they made a bad decision by getting in, and you guys know the rest of the story. Because typically at that time is when smart money is buying. So this isn't financial advice, but you can take the time for yourself if you want to go back through the entire Bitcoin weekly chart. You could go to the Bitcoin index chart right here. You can turn off everything and you could just leave on the 21 and 34 EMA. Here you'll see it's this orange moving average, 24 exponential, and down here is the 34 exponential. And just see how Bitcoin behaves in relation to these two key moving averages, and you'll learn a lot. Now, today is looking very, very bloody already, and the stock market hasn't opened just yet, but the stock market just closed off yesterday effectively at new all-time highs. So we're seeing a lot of balancing energy here in the markets. We're seeing one sector do well, the other sector kind of capitulate, and now we're in this moment where a lot of people want to know, like, when is Bitcoin gonna recover and start to head into price discovery? So we need to get something out of the way first, and it's what I just mentioned a moment ago, which is this 34 exponential on the weekly. Last week we talked a lot about the 21. This week let's talk about the 34. So this is a level we've seen Bitcoin wick down to and then get bought back up quickly. And as I filmed today's video, the 34 EMA sits at 56,500, 56,400. And remember, so far, since Bitcoin's all-time high back in mid-March, the lowest we've seen Bitcoin trade since then was May 1st, right here on this bigger wick to the downside, looking at the weekly chart, and that is also at 56,500. So this bottom that we have, the lowest price so far, is effectively in alignment with this very important key moving average. It's at the same exact level as the 34 weekly EMA. So if Bitcoin was to flash down to that level and get bought back up, it would truly be like a double bottom. But I gotta admit, if that was to be the case, I'd really, really like to see a daily close on whatever day that flash crash to the bottom happens. I shouldn't even call it crash, I don't like using that word, but that flash correction, whenever that would occur, I would like to see us get bought back above the 200 EMA, 200 SMA on the daily chart, and that's right here. These two moving averages, and I brought this up in my last video as well. Because as I filmed today's video, the daily 200 EMA and SMA are starting to cross. And as mentioned a couple videos back, during 2016 and 2017, that cycle, the deepest correction that we saw during that cycle, which started in Q4 2015 and ended at the very end of 2017, well, that level was the 200 moving average on the daily chart. And there was not a single daily close below the 200 MAs during that whole cycle. So what we're referencing right now is going all the way back to this run over here. This is where it started off, and these two green moving averages got backtested several times on some of the deepest corrections for Bitcoin. Now, this is going to get really interesting and bring a lot of value to today's video, because if we look at where this whole run started back in 2015, it was after Bitcoin recovered above the 200s, and then it started treating it as a support for 2.5 years or so. And that happened in October. It's going to get real crazy, so pay attention, because the last time this happened for us was also in October. And some people might be thinking, oh, well, that's just a coincidence. But you're going to see in a second why this isn't. Because if you go back to October of 2015, when this run kicked off, and you look at the day that we were able to close above the 200 moving average, it was October 16th. Bitcoin closed above the 200 EMA, and then it kept it as a support level for the entire bull run until the end, until this blow off top. Now let's go over to this year, but I want you to remember I said October 16th. So we're going to be going back over to this cycle, excuse me, and let's look at the day that Bitcoin recovered above the 200, and it has not gotten below the 200 since. It was October 16th. The same exact day, with the same exact style of candle, the same exact pump that followed it. This was the exact same situation. It mimicked identical. And we so far have not traded below the 200 moving average since. Now, am I saying it's impossible for us not to? No, but I just find it to be very interesting how on October 16, 2015, we had the same exact moment happen as October 16, 2023. And then remember how many similarities we've had so far to that 2016-2017 cycle. For instance, 2017, we made a slight new all-time high in the month of March, then we corrected. Same thing happened in 2017. In the month of March, we made a slight new all-time high and then corrected. We did not break out into price discovery immediately like we did, for instance, in 2021. 2021, we just blasted straight through the prior all-time high and didn't backtest anything. Well, that's one huge similarity. Number two is we had a post-halving correction that went deeper. Well, we had our halving effectively on April 20th, and we see on May 1st we had a deeper correction. Even till now, we're still sort of backtesting similar levels. Well, that also happened back in 2016. If we pull up these, all of everything I have shared on this chart, it will show you some of the levels. And right here we have the halving July 9th, 2016, post-halving correction. And some sideways. And this is pretty fascinating to see how this is all going down, because from the halving until we were able to really start breaking up again, breaking out again, took a pretty long time. It took about 4 months. So here we are now, and we had our halving in April. I mean, I'm not trying to say that it's going to mimic identically, but if we were to push out another a similar time frame, it would be bringing us into September, holding this 60 to 70K range. And perhaps these final shakeouts that we're getting to the downside are just the lowest Bitcoin will go for the rest of its time trading, like it did back in 2016 and 2017. I just find it to be so fascinating how we broke out on the exact same day and have the same relationship with the same moving average, the 200. That's why I want you guys to keep this in mind. So, simulation confirmed. Now, I just want to bring something up about this, because back in this cycle of 2016, we had this flash crash on August 2nd to backtest this moving average. And if it does align perfectly, just like it did back then that means we need to keep the month of August in mind. And if you've been following along my work for at least the past year, but 2 years for some of you OGs out there, you'll know this is something that I warn about every year on a yearly basis, and it goes all the way back to when I started this channel, and that is the Bitcoin August flash crash. It's not that it happens every single year, but it tends to happen in most years. And I could show you examples. First of all, we have right here, post Bitcoin halving, July 2016, and then we have this August flash crash. we could go back to 2012 and we'll see in August, we had this August flash crash. Pretty crazy, a 31% candle into August 19th. Now let's keep it moving. Let's go another year backwards, and we have August of 2011. And we have right over here, this was a 33% correction in August 6th. Again, another August flash crash. Let's go over to 2014, and we're going to see another situation right here. 24% candle in August 2015, excuse me, and then the prior year. We're going to check out August, and then you have it right here. This August 14th flash crash got bought back up nicely, though. But this was effectively your bottom of this cycle in August of 2015. Crazy moves. And then let's go to more recently. We have 2022. So we're going to be looking at right here. One of the biggest daily candle closes in the 2022 bear market was August 19th. Big 10% flash crash candle. Let's go over to 2023, last year. Some of you probably remember this one because it was happening quite recently for my channel. Last year, August, right here, we could see one of the biggest daily candle closes, August 17th. Large flash correction. Now, the pattern that I've recognized is it seems to have something to do with the August new moon. So we're pulling up our moon cycles right now, and you could see this is the August new moon. It happened literally on the days of it. So I can go back through all of these situations, but one to be very, direct about is in 2012. And the reason why is because it was the year of the dragon, and we're in the year of the dragon right now. And you can see that this topped effectively on the August new moon. And then within the following 48 hours, there was a 50% correction. So that was pretty big. Now, if you look at 2015 August flash crash, 2016 August flash crash, it was all around the new moon, the same as last year in 2023. So we need to keep this in mind, okay? This August new moon is going to be on August 4th, all right? Just keep this in mind. I'm telling you a month out. I'm giving you plenty of time to have this awareness, so when the time comes, you're not shocked if you see a liquidation ritual in August, even while Bitcoin is holding a bullish uptrend. So in the meantime, Bitcoin has filled this CME gap and some change. I mean, it's even gotten a little bit lower. Again, pretty scary day in the markets, but we haven't had the stock market open up just yet. And I have some things to share about the end of this week, but I'll be getting to that in a moment. But we had a really solid macro candle close for the end of June. I do believe that's helpful, but that makes this month here still part of the pivot month. Not really certain just yet of what direction we're going to go in, because we're still in the middle of the range at the bottom side at this time as we film today's video. Keep that August 4th date in mind. We have a full month to go until then. We already filled this lower CME gap. Tomorrow, the traditional markets will be closed for the U.S. Independence Day. That's July 4th. And for those that are in the Mastermind community over on Patreon, you know about the following dates of July 5th and July 6th with the connection to both eclipses that we had back in April 8th, the Great American Eclipse. And then we have this upcoming eclipse on October 10th into October 3rd. This is powerful stuff because it's connected to a powerful code that we've been talking about all year for this year of the dragon, and it's the number 24. So what's going on here is July 6th is connected to this October 3rd date by 89 days. 89 is the 24th prime number. And this day of October 3rd leaves 89 days in the year. This is Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year, and the Hebrew calendar is way more important for finance, for the stock market, for the crypto market, than the Gregorian calendar. Here on this channel, we're synchronizing them all together, decoding it all, and just providing you guys with the information. But when I see this 24 connection for this year of 2024 and the Hebrew year of 5784, which reduces to 24, you cannot ignore those connections. So again, this day of July 6th is 89 days apart from October 3rd, the official date of Rosh Hashanah. And it's synchronized beautifully because if you look at Rosh Hashanah, it has a 57 double digit date numerology. July 6th also has a 57 double digit date numerology. And if we utilize the system of Gematria, we have Rosh Hashanah, the day that we're talking about, is a 57 in Gematria. This is perfectly synchronized. We even have the 204. You remove the zero in the rules of numerology, and you have that 24 code, which we were talking about with this 89. This is the 89 days left in the Gregorian year. This is powerful stuff, guys. Also, July 6th, the date that's coming up soon, it lands on a Saturn day. We have a 21 standard date numerology, and Saturn is giving us this 21 in multiple ciphers. Saturn is, of course, Satoshi. This is what rules this market. Satoshi Nakamoto giving you 89, and we're talking about the 89 days apart. I could keep going, but what matters most is that we're currently in Saturn retrograde since a couple of days ago, June 29th, which I dedicated my recent Red Pill podcast over on Patreon to the Saturn retrograde special, just released a couple of days ago, and effectively going over like 10 years of chart history for Bitcoin and analyzing each Saturn retrograde year by year to see if there's any patterns to be considered for this next 4 months while Saturn is stationed retrograde until mid-November, actually a little bit after the upcoming US elections, which I believe does play a role into that. So that podcast was packed with gems to prepare you for what's coming next in that bull run. And then I'll also be very soon talking about the upcoming Mercury retrograde. I talked about Mercury retrograde the last probably 5 to 6 iterations, and it's been unbelievable how accurate that's all played out for us here. So I'm going to be preparing that all soon and releasing it very soon to prepare you for that. But we also have this upcoming new moon in a couple days on July 6th. Through the upcoming weekend. So in many cases, it's completely normal to see Bitcoin bullish about 5 days after a new moon. We've had that happen a couple times in the recent charts as well. Actually, after the May new moon, we had a slight correction, but then we pumped into the following full moon. This was because we were in eclipse season, but we do see some iterations where we get a couple of days of bullish energy after a new moon. For instance, over here in March, about 3 days after. Over here in February, we got about 6 days after before a little bit of sideways into the full moon. There's plenty of iterations. This eclipse back here, even though it's an eclipse, it's not necessarily fair, but we have over here in June, about 5-6 days after, we got a little bit of a pump, saw resistance, and then had a distributional top. This is kind of the way that Bitcoin trades during these time frames, where we're in a bullish trajectory. We can see a little bit of bullish energy after new moons, even heading towards that full moon phase. So what I want you to keep in mind is this upcoming quarter moon, we have July 14th. We can absolutely sustain a bullish energy up until that first quarter moon. And then I do suspect we're going to have a traditional July full moon where we do have a corrective phase. That's typical. Right now, though, we're already down. And that is strange to be seeing us down at this level right now. But as I've mentioned to you, we needed to backtest the 200 moving average on the Bitcoin chart. And we didn't quite hit it just yet. We got very close, but we haven't really just hit it. So if we're gonna, it's that rip the Band-Aid off moment, nothing to worry about as long as we're holding that level. And then all the information I shared earlier in this video is applicable still throughout this next couple weeks. So after 4 months of sideways, Bitcoin really needs to make a decision soon. Otherwise, this 56K to 62K range could be in play for a couple more weeks. And we also have this next FOMC meeting right there into the monthly close. So that's going to definitely be big. Followed by that, we have that early August new moon. And it's definitely flaring up my intuition for a potential volatile shakeout that I just showed you plenty of examples of earlier, meaning it would be the best time for Bitcoin to recover into the mid-60s sooner than later to hold this structure, especially with it trading at 60K as we speak. So ideally, if I could just speak this all to you in plain English, over the next about week or so, Bitcoin breaking above this key level of about 63K, getting back into 65, 66 would be awesome. before the full moon of July, and then holding that level so that we have a much more positive monthly close, because we do not want to be closing a month lower than 60K. And we just kicked off this month a couple days ago, so it's all good in the hood right now, but we would really be in a much better posture if we could close off July higher than 67. So I just gave you the range. I gave you a month's worth of analysis. We're going to continue to map this out week by week. Again, I have this really powerful podcast I just released over on Patreon. It's the new month on Patreon, so you'll have plenty to catch up with in all my prior Red Pill podcasts. You'll have over 170 if you wanted to check those out, giving you so much value for joining today. And then I'll have a new Red Pill podcast coming up this weekend. It will be very important just because of where Bitcoin's trading at right now, but you have all the key levels to consider: the 21 EMA, the 34 EMA, the daily chart 200, and then we'll reassess later. So I appreciate every single one of you, wishing you all an amazing rest of your week in the Matrix. Much love.